one millennium ago, when the aristocracy fell at last from its grace, the defender of the South banished tyranny from the gates, while the West spread her wings and took her rightful place. The wonder in the North settled with the woven race. As the four winds blew, to all quarters they flew. But as much was to be done to build Mondstadt anew. The animal gods called on them, each one in turn. Their first leader, the West Wind, though he found himself spurned, the lion-faced knight was less than impressed. "I have no time to join you in sing, dance, and jest, for you to see these three while I handle the rest." Next, he did track down the leader of the wolves, asked him to tame his most unbridled of souls. The wolf leader growled. He would not be contained. "Do not lecture me, bard, who you are least restrained." So the animal god implored the friend he'd known first to blow the ice from the face of the earth, that verdance and freedom could once be more be birthed. But the dragon had known his bard god friend for too long. He would not share his work, but dictated it through a song.
"Do some real work, Barbados.